Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back in the envelope. We do it on Thursdays at 525. We'll put something in the envelope. Today is a Philly since the year 2000. 215-592-9494. You're playing for a $25 gift card to Glenn Macnow's Conshohocken Brewing Company. Look for their Type A IPA and the Ring the Bell Pilsner at your local retailer or any Conchi Brewing location. All right, you're going to ask a yes or no question. We'll answer you. You get a guess. You get it right, you win. First person that gets it right wins the gift card. Greg in Malvern. Greg, what is your question?
Was it a pitcher?
It was not a pitcher.
Okay. Ryan Howard.
Is it Ryan Howard, Jack? Good question. You narrowed it down. Let's go to Scott Middleton. Scott.
Hey, what decade did he play in?
Yes or no question, Scott. So you'd have to say, did he play in the 80s? Did he play in the 90s? Something like that.
Was he a World Series champion?
He was not a World Series champion with the Phillies.
Is it Darren Dalton?
Is it Darren Dalton? No! Since 2000, everybody. Rich in Northeast Philly. Rich, what's your question?
Is he an outfielder?
He is not an outfielder. Good question.
Gene Segura.
Is it who? It's not Gene Segura. Chris in Clinton, New Jersey. Chris.
Was he a left-handed hitter?
He was not a left-handed hitter.
Was it Wilson Valdez?
Wilson Valdez, Jack Fritz! 215-592-9494. Jimmy in Elkins Park. Jimmy.
Was he a third baseman?
Was he a third baseman? He was a third baseman.
Scott Rowland.
Is it Snot Rowland? No! Willie, Northeast Philly, Willie.
Oh, my God. He took my guy.
Well, that's good.
I'm lost. I don't have nobody.
All right. Oh, man, Willie. Luke Delran. Luke, what's your question?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Was he brought up from the system or traded from another team?
He was not brought up from the system.
Is it Mike Schmidt? No, I don't know.
Oh, man, it's a tough one. 215-592-9494.
Yeah, I think I'm lost, too.
Yeah, Ike doesn't know who it is.
Yeah.
You lost?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. It's a
nice.
It's a Philadelphia Philly since the year 2000.
No, I got
Yeah, like it's a Philadelphia Philly since the year 2000.
Yeah, it's a lot of players, is
well,
what I'm saying.
This is for the people out there. I know you know that somebody since 2000. Chris in Delaware. Chris.
Oh, man, I have no idea.
See?
I'm going to go with Didi.
Didi, no. Again, ask the question to help you out here. Ron in Birdsboro. Ron, what's your question?
He's a third baseman?
Yes.
I'm at a loss. I forget.
Oh, man, we're stumping people. I mean, there's plenty of third basemen out there, by the way. Murph and Wayne. Murph, what's your question?
Man, I had Roland.
Oh, God.
All right, hold on a second. We couldn't hear you, Murph. We'll try again in a second. Greg and Ballard. Greg, what's your question?
Did he used to play for the Giants?
He did not play for the Giants.
Is it Wilson Valdez?
Is it Wilson Valdez? No. Alex in Plansboro. Alex.
Hey, I'm just going to say, is it Pat Burrell?
Is it Pat the Bat Burrell? No, he didn't play
third
base.
No, he's a third baseman.
So listen.
The third baseman from 2000. 2000 on third baseman, okay? That's narrowed down.
So if I could offer some advice, I would try to narrow it down for what period they played for or things like that.
Stop calling and giving your guess and ask a question.
Let's go to Dan in Northeast Philly. Dan, what's your question?
The baseball guy's upset at me.
The question is
what's up, Dan?
I'm just going to guess. I'm going to say Alec Boehm.
Is it Alec Boehm? Pat Malvern, Pat.
Come on, Pat.
Pat, what's your question?
Oh,
we've stumped
Pat.
Some people. 215-592-9494. We've narrowed it down. Your questions can help narrow it down even more.
Can I ask another question?
You can ask a question, yes. You can't guess, though.
Did he play any other positions?
He did play some other positions.
In the infield?
We get one question. Let's go to Braden in Drexel. Braden, what's up?
My bad.
Hey, I just got on, but is it Placido Polanco?
Is it Placido Polanco?
Let's go!
My man Braden.
Woo!
Congratulations. How are midterms going, all right?
Yeah, they're going all right.
All right, good. Well, you get some beers from Conchi Brew Pub. Or
hell yeah. Go.
That ought to help the midterms.
Yeah, all right. Hang on a second. There you go. Polly, as they call him.
Is that what they called him?
Yep.
Of course.
Polly?
2002 through 2005, traded for Oogie Urbina. Mm-hmm.
Anything ever happened to Oogie?
Yeah, he later set his gardener or somebody on fire. And then I came back from 2010 to 2012. Mm. Always liked him.
Yep.
Always a fan. So there you go.
Was he called Polly?
Yes.
Man, I didn't remember that.
Yeah, I believe that was one. I don't know if that was a Tom McCarthy nickname or what they called him in the in the dugout. But, yes, three-time Gold Glover, mm-hmm. two-time All-Star, mm-hmm. ALCS MVP with the Tigers in 2006.
Oh, see, I did not
He was a Dombrowski
remember
guy.
That. Yep. Oh, wow. He actually won the AL MVP?
ALCS.
Okay, I got you now. Okay, I'm like,
he didn't win any
MVP. Yeah, I'm like, hold on, he won an MVP?
No, not quite that good. But there you go. So, there's your answer. Congratulations. One thing here, because Joe Giglio's coming up next, mm-hmm. and Tucker Bagley, who is the evening producer.
Yes.
So I came in today. So we have a nice kitchen here at work, right? Two dishwashers.
Yep, our eating area is awesome.
Yeah, they've done a really nice job to give us plates and knives and forks and refrigerators and coffee makers and microwaves and everything else. And I go to put a cup or a mug in the dishwasher, and I look down, and there is a plate that has dried pizza grease and like a piece of pepperoni stuck on the plate. And it's put in the dishwasher without being rinsed, Ike. It is just put in there like there's little men inside the dishwasher, mm-hmm. that once you press wash, they're going to jump out, and they're going to scrub the plate acting like a person would in the sink.
I thought about that commercial when we were kids.
The bubbles?
Yes. That's what I just thought about.
Me too. So, Tucker, yes. there and so we, yes. I saw it, and I tweeted out the picture, and you can view it at John Marks Media.
Disgusting.
And everybody can relate. Mm-hmm. And what I've learned is that there are many women out there that do that because of complaints from their husbands, like me. That's something my wife would do.
Yes.
Like Joe Giglio said that his wife does that all the time.
Yes.
Jack probably does that all the time, too, because he was arguing that it's a dishwasher. That's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah. No, I mean, I do wash it. Like, we don't have a dishwasher in our apartment right now, so we have to hand wash everything. So
I was going to say you got two dishwashers in there.
Yep. Me?
Yeah, and Jill.
You and Jill.
Yeah.
But if you don't at least rinse, and forget about rinsing off, you can't leave dry residue on a dish and then expect that you're going to put it in the dishwasher and it's going to be clean. I've had roommates over the years that would literally put a pot or a pan that has stuff stuck on it, and they're like, oh, well, our dishwasher isn't working.
It's what we would expect our kids to do.
Yes, it's ridiculous.
Yes.
So Tucker actually, I was right. He did it. Because I remember when I walked out there yesterday, he had like a half a pepperoni pizza he was eating for lunch. A jug of milk or something.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
Did he have the bag of trolleys, the gummy worms next to it or no?
He's always got some kind of tasty cake or candy, 2 liter of soda he treats like a can, jug of milk, half a pizza.
Oh, God.
I look and see what he does every night. That's how I knew he was the offender. And it, you know what? He's probably left that plate in the refrigerator, too, a couple months ago.
I know. I think we have a lead on who that was.
Well, my instincts were right. He did do it. But just for everybody out there, just like whether you're a man or a woman, you can't just put a dish that has dried food residue, grease, pizza grease on it, especially at work.
It's common sense.
I mean, he's a little young, and he's a millennial,
he is
too.
Young. He is young.
He doesn't know any better. When he does that, is, you know, mom just scrubs it off when she goes in the dishwasher. It's like, the idiot.
I was going to say, he did not do chores growing up.
He did not, no. That's for sure.
Because, see, stuff like that, A, we didn't have a dishwasher. But, B, if you left dishes in the sink with food like that on them, you know, my mother took the broom and beat you in your sleep to get you up. When she came home from work, if that kitchen was full of dishes and unclean dishes, everybody's getting whacked.
At the very least.
Everybody's getting hit.
If you're going to leave dishes in the sink, you have to at least wash them off so you don't. Because then when you have dried food residue, it's difficult to get off.
It's disgusting.
I've been trying to train and teach my wife about how to do dishes for a long time, and she's getting a little better at it. Right? Sometimes she will still just throw the, you know, like throw the dish in there, and it's like, come on, what are you doing? Now we got to rinse it off. I got to get the scrubber out or whatever.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Take your life in your own hands every night when you do these.
Really?
Especially because she's
so bold.
I'm like, yeah, you know she's listening.
She does normally listen at this time. And here's the other thing. She does normally do the dishes by the time I get home. So she's pregnant. She's dealing with kids. She's making dinner a lot of times. So I'm not acting like she doesn't do
Holy
a lot of work.
Cow, she's pregnant. She's doing dishes. She's making dinner.
Making dinner, cleaning up after dinner.
What are you doing?
Coming home. I do the dishes before I leave for work.
Okay.
Right, so I do breakfast. I do the breakfast dishes. I'll make my lunch.
You got a lot of dishes because you got little kids.
Oh, God.
So, dishes everywhere.
This dish, that dish, this cup, that cup.
They don't know how to use the same dish.
No. That's not allowed.
Yeah, is that something that you guys get offended by?
Yes!
Oh, dude, my parents used to grill me growing up about using different cups.
You don't have to get a different cup every time you go get something to drink.
But why does it matter, right? Like, why does it always have to turn into a freaking fierce argument about, I just want to use a different cup. I don't subconsciously think about using a different cup.
If it's such a big deal, just use the same cup.
Because I don't think about it. Like, I subconsciously go for another drink. I get a cup out of the thing. I put it in the sink or whatever when I'm done.
Right.
Like, I just want to see the big deal. I got to get a talking to every day about using different cups.
But you do understand the problem, right?
There's no problem.
You can just go to the sink and rinse out the cup and use the same cup.
I know. Yes. I just don't think about it, okay? I just don't think about it.
You're on a roll today, Jack.
Yeah, he really is. All week, I'm telling you, man. That's all I need to hear to shut up.
Coming up, Marks and Reese text line. More of your phone calls on dishwashers and whatever else. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, let's talk about BetMGM for a second. Yeah, BetMGM. Want to win some cash? BetMGM. But hockey and basketball fans love scoring in nets. What else do they have in common? Well, a chance for an easy 100 from BetMGM. Register for the King of Sportsbooks right now using code MARKS100. Win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the 76ers-Mavericks game and the team you bet on wins. That's right, the game's tonight. Use MARKS100, you'll win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the 76ers-Mavericks game tonight. No matter your sport, BetMGM is where the stakes are always raised. Enjoy innovative parlay selection features, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and more. So download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use code MARKS100 to win $100 in free bets when you bet $1 on the 76ers-Mavericks game and you win your wager. All right, Mark Cerise, we are back. All right, real quick, Matt in Orland, Pennsylvania. Matt, what's up, brother? How are you?
What's up? I'm actually calling you from the Airstream in the driveway. We're prepping for a trip. It's really awesome out here.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. You're in the Airstream. You're ready to take it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to Delaware.
Wow. Really going far.
Yeah, we're going far. It's a test trip.
All right, got you.
We're doing cross country later in another month.
Yes.
We'll call you on that.
So. All right. Get it ready. Get ready to go.
Yeah. No, for sure.
What's going on right now?
Yeah, I got to look forward to baseball season at this point. You know, that's what I'm looking forward to. The football talk is exhausting.
It's just now heating up.
Yeah, well, how about Russell Wilson? That's insane. I don't know.
Sorry, Matt, we got to run. Thank you. Yeah, it's insane, and it's not going anywhere until he's traded.
Oh, God.
I think it's at a point of no return. You don't. Your agent doesn't tell Adam Schefter, well, he doesn't want to be traded, but here's my list of teams.
I agree. Yeah.
I mean, that's how you let everybody know that he's very much available.
Yep.
But what do you give up for him? Right, like is Dallas going to be doing backflips to trade 3 first-round draft picks? I mean, I guess it depends on what you get for Dak, right?
Or as me and Joe G was just talking about, Dallas may just have to decide to let Dak walk.
Man, that would be.
I mean, because if you sign him to that, if you franchise tag him, it makes it harder to trade him.
Well,
the team has to give you picks and eat his salary.
The team would have to be willing to give him a new contract, and more or less they're just getting a jump on it so he doesn't hit the free agent market. Because you're right. I mean, it's not like at least Carson Wentz was under contract and the team
right.
knew what he was getting.
Right.
Right. And $47 million over the course of 2 years, that's not.
It's not bad. Dak's going $47 million for 1 year.
Right.
Yeah, he's looking for that.
Yeah, so, like, Dallas just is going to give up 3 first-round draft picks? Like, that doesn't seem like a Jerry Jones-type move, does it?
No. No, listen, I mean, I don't know. It may not be Dallas. It could be Miami. Miami may decide. They won 10 games last year with their quarterback situation. Doesn't Miami have extra picks from the Houston?
Yeah, they have the third over. That's the third pick.
Right. So they basically got 2 first-round picks, right?
They have their picks, yep.
So, yeah, there you go. Could be Miami.
And if you're Seattle, wouldn't you like that number 3 pick?
Hell yeah.
You can get your quarterback.
Yeah.
All right, let's hit the Marks and Reese text line. Go ahead.
Text line.
Just to help battle out, let's lowercase the I in AI, just as a favor. P.S. There have been plenty of grown-up Billies. Billy Ray Cyrus, Billy King, and finally, Billy from Devon.
There you go.
Is that who sent the text?
Yes.
Oh.
the war between battle and the textures is becoming one of my favorite moments
on
the show.
I love it.
Can he do that on his show rather than our show?
Battle show?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, I like it. I'm just, you know, Billy the Kid, Billy Butler. What's next?
So, after hearing the text line yesterday, we learned 2 things about John Fritz. 1, he is responsible for taking the humor out of all the jokes. And B, he cares more about the casual listener than us loyal listeners. I smell a Levi for producer of the year. Tom from Abington.
Producer of the year.
Well, wow. I don't know, because I couldn't tell if it was a shot or sarcastic or whatnot. My only point was, like, I got to think about the overall listeners with the text line, not the, you know, it's too.
Right.
I don't want to be too in the weeds, you know?
Right.
There's something going on with you battling the text line. I don't know what's going on, but there's something going on with you guys.
Yeah, they're in their own little world.
Yeah, they're in their own
it's
world.
Sticking on life itself back here.
Who wins the Levi for the best producer at 94 WIP, Ike?
Yeah, who's your answer?
Is it Jack?
Right? Who's your answer, Ike?
What?
Jack.
I still think Ben wins just from how good he was in
Ben wins, right.
2018.
Yep. So is Ben's 2017 like Carson's 2017?
Yeah, it carries him a long way.
Keep talking about it?
So best producer since 2015, who wins the
– Ben Levinson.
Well, I mean, it's still Wechter. I mean, Wechter's still the
– Oh, yeah, he's the GOAT.
Yeah, he's the GOAT. I mean, come on.
All right.
Well, I like Jimmy, too, though.
Yeah, James Seltzer probably second.
I guess it would go. I guess how I would look at it is like Wechter's Tom Brady, right? Seltzer's kind of like the Wilson, Aaron Rodgers guy, and then I'm obviously Pat Mahomes.
And what's Ben?
Ben's is like Ben DiNucci.
Oh, Ben DiNucci. I thought you were gonna say Alex Smith. Or
I couldn't think of it. And then Tucker. I don't know where I'm at with Tucker. Maybe Daniel Jones,
Clayton Thorson.
That's not nice. He only did was leave one thing in the dishwasher.
No, he didn't. He left that plate in the fridge. So
yeah, we're blaming the plate on him.
And he's eating a bowl of chili and a gallon of milk.
Again?
No, but there's no going back from that. I can never look at him the same again. And a 2-liter of soda. He drinks like a 20-ounce. All right, what's next?
The only bad thing about the Marks and Reese show is when Jack opens his mouth. Is there really nobody else in all of Philly who can't do his job? Chris in Florida.
Wow.
Wow.
Man,
you're making, shots from the bottom.
You're making Jack happy. It's all about him. No, I mean, and listen.
There has been a lot of Jack talk this week.
There has been. And you've been extra spicy today on the show, too, which I appreciate. It's It's very good.
But a good Thursday.
It's been, listen, you're doing a nice
job. I was back running along the Schuylkill this morning. Maybe that's it.
You were? How'd that work out for you?
Well, it took me a little while to get going, but once I got going, it was fine.
All right, what's next?
I agree with Ike. I know how to draft and give away big money to the best underachievers. I have also assembled an excellent IR roster 3 years running. Any chance for a Levi? Howie, still in his hot tub.
A roster of IL players?
Yeah, I mean, if you were constructing a team with players you passed on and players that were hurt.
Right.
They're a good Super Bowl team.
They're a good Super Bowl team, huh?
Man, are they good. All right, what's next?
Not reviving the 90-win bet with Mitchie Poo, Ike? Mike in Birdsboro.
Ooh.
Oh, I think we have to.
Well, this year would be fair.
I think we have to, right? I don't know. They're probably closer to 90 this year.
Yeah.
Right?
90's a lot, man.
Yeah, the bullpen's better.
Yeah, 90. But you think he goes 90?
I don't I mean, maybe just because he's
the one who went 90. I didn't go 90.
No, yeah, he went 90.
Yeah, he went 90.
And he was really confident they were a 90-win team.
Yeah.
And after looking at a bullpen, I don't think there was any way they were winning 90 games last year. But the bullpen's better.
I'll tell you what. If Mitchie Poo, who I know listens to us, if he decides after a few weeks of spring training, he's all in and he wants to run the bet back, I'm up for it.
All right,
I got him for 84 this year.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, doesn't it feel like this team feels like a almost there?
Yeah, I think they're in it. I think they're in it. And much like Jim Salisbury said earlier, I think August or July 31st rolls around and Dombrowski's going to have some decisions to make.
Yep. Yep. Are you willing to part with a young prospect to try to make your team better?
Yeah.
And I think he will. Listen, Dombrowski didn't come here to
– He's not here for rebuilding. Yeah.
Yeah.
If we don't, we don't.
What's next?
Gabe Kapler, launch angle. Just leave him at second base. COVID, too much muscle. How many more years until the Scott Kingery excuse train runs out of gas? Joe in New Hope.
I didn't know Joe from New Hope was anti-Kingery.
Oh, he's going to run him out of town next?
This is the year. This is the year.
It was anti-Kingery? Okay.
Yep.
It better be the year, John. I'm close to being out myself.
Yeah, it's
I'm close to being out.
And he's not even being asked to be a starter this year. He's being asked to kind of like be an energy do-it-all guy, which you hope that he can do. By the way, Deshaun Watson also tweeted out a couple hours ago, loyalty is everything. Don't you ever, in caps, forget it.
Wow.
Even Carson didn't do that.
No. No, Deshaun Watson really hasn't played this out in the media. But
subtly he has.
Yes, he's it's like
he's using Andre Johnson, use other guys.
So he's gonna be but here's the thing. How many franchises right now want to trade 3 first round draft picks to get a quarterback? Right. So if Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson are available here in the next couple weeks before the draft, right? Like doesn't seem like the Jets are interested in doing it. And Russell Wilson, at least, didn't have the Jets on his list of teams he wants to be traded for. I don't know, man. It's actually great.
I think the Jets would do Deshaun Watson if Houston wants to trade Deshaun Watson. I think the Jets would do it.
You think?
Yep. Why wouldn't they? If they're gonna,
depends on the price.
He's better than Sam Darnold, and he's better than whoever they're taking at number 2, and he's only 25 years old, and he's under contract already.
I think it depends on the price, right? Like, if it comes down a little bit, maybe just
I don't know.
3 plus.
I would do it without even thinking about it.
All right, Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. When you're shopping for the diamond engagement ring of her dreams, you buy from the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Shop local online, marks-jewelers.com. It's Joe Giglio riding with the king. The king is down at the Wells Fargo Center.
That's right.
I mean, think about this. I don't even remember who our last 3 first-round picks were.
Yeah, what does it matter?
And I give them all to Houston.
Oh, you would give up Dillard, Rager, and they didn't have one the year before. It was Goddard, right?
Yeah, him too.
Derek Barnett.
And Miles Sanders. Yeah, throw him in there with him.
Their entire drafts from the last
That's
3
what
or
I'm
4
saying.
Years.
That's what when so when you say 3 first round picks is too much, yeah,
for the Colts it might be too much. For a team that can actually draft.
Yeah, to draft, yes. Yes, for the Colts for sure.
Mm.
All right.
Pick on the game tonight?
Oh, Sixers tonight.
Sixers -5.
I thought it was in Dallas. So earlier I was like, yeah, I don't know if I laid a points versus Dallas on the road, but at home, yeah, give me the Sixers tonight.
A little bit of a light line being at home. I'll take the 5 points in Dallas tonight.
And I got one more thing before we get out of here, right?
Yeah.
We don't need to play the whole thing for you.
Woo!
All right. We're back tomorrow on a Friday. See you.
Twitter question.
Yeah, I just said it, Jack. You obviously
That's my fault.
All right. See you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.